and we are live. Ladies and gentlemen, bonjour dickheads, salut les français. Cet épisode va être majoritairement en anglais, donc si vous comprenez pas trop l'anglais, c'est pas grave, il y aura des sous-titres français disponibles à partir du jeudi 11 mars. Donc si vous regardez cette vidéo après le jeudi 11 mars, les sous-titres sont disponibles dans les paramètres. English speakers, most of this will be in English, some of it will be in French, and if you don't speak French, then the subtitles will be available Thursday the 11th of March. You just have to click in the settings if you're watching this after Thursday the 11th of March. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live.
Happy Hour? I'm not fucking happy, I'm angry. I'm always fucking angry.
Oh, and we are back. It is Monday, the 8th of March. It is 8 p.m. And like every Monday at 8 p.m, I'm here in the studio live with a guest, a special guest, to drink a beer and talk with you guys live here on YouTube. So make sure you let us know what's up. I can see you guys in the comments. Amélie Borde says, hey, hey. Jeanne-Marie David says, hi, Paul. I can see you guys. We can see you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here with a guest today. You've seen him in the thumbnail of this video. It's time to bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, please go wild, go crazy, and welcome to the stage, Mr. Jay Swanson! Oh, Jay Swanson is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola. This is a Spanish-speaking podcast, right?
It is Spanish-speaking. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, perfecto, perfecto.
A lot of cameras around here for these podcasts.
Welcome to the show, my
thanks
friend.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
It's good to be here.
So, some people who are on this live right now, who are watching, will know who you are because
you... Hi, Debbie.
You've brought some people.
Hi, Linda.
Some people will not know who you are.
Yeah.
For example, my mum, who is always watching this show. You've not met my mum.
Not yet, sadly.
So
I've heard many stories.
Yeah. Just normal stories. While
wild.
I get you a beer from the fridge.
Yeah.
Please introduce yourself to my mum and the rest of the people who don't know who you are. Tell them who you are, what you do, and I'll get you a beer.
Before you get a beer, I have a question. Do I address your mum by her name or just as Paul's mum?
You can say May. May's her name.
Hi, May. I'm Jay. I hear that you're Irish and lovely, and I would love to meet you someday. That rhymed, and I didn't mean it to, but I'd really like to meet you. My name is Jay Swanson. For those of you that didn't read the thumbnail that he was referring to earlier, and that's totally understandable because reading is unfortunate sometimes.
Speak slower!
I will speak more slowly, especially for les Français qui nous entendent en ce moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I am a YouTuber. By trade at this point, which is kind of a crazy thing to say. I'm very fortunate to be there. I was a daily vlogger for a long time. So I made a vlog about my life every day for over 3 years and then burned out really hard. And because that's a bad choice. It was really fun, but a bad, poor life choice. And yeah, I make videos about my life, about Paris. I write books. I wrote a guide to the city. I wrote a guide to how I got here. And someday I'm going to write a guide to Paul's heart. May, hopefully you can help me out with that when the time comes, because I'd really appreciate it. I feel like you've got more insight than most, so I'll be hitting you up for notes.
Thank you. Yes, that is Jay Swanson, ladies and gentlemen. Now, today's beers.
And that was it. I'm out.
You're out. You can fuck off now. Today's beers, ladies and gentlemen, are brought to me by two different people. Number one, guess who's back, ladies and gentlemen? It is une petite mousse. Close your eyes, Jay. Close your eyes.
I look away.
There you go, une petite mousse.
It worked.
The guys that have been sending me beers for years, they've sent me a couple of beers. So I'm going to be drinking, you're going to be drinking Shifumi, which is the beer, one of the beers.
That is what I'm going to be drinking.
The other people that have sent me beers is a new kind of partnership I've been dealing with a place called La Binouze, which is a cave à bière. Close your eyes again. La Binouze, cave à bière in Paris. It is a beer... An amazing beer place. It's a friend of a friend.
There's two of them in town, too.
There are two. There is one...
Paradis, and that one's up near Barbès, right?
It's near Pigalle, yeah. It's one... Yeah, you know them. You've been... Okay, cool. It's a friend of a friend's beer...
They're great.
A beer place called La Binouze.
Can recommend it. What does La Binouze mean for the English speakers who don't know?
La Binouze literally means a beer. It's like a brew.
A brew, yeah.
It's like the slang word for beer.
Du binouze, s'il vous plaît.
De binouze. Ouais, je vais prendre une binouze. I'm gonna have a, I'll have a brew. I'll have a brew, please.
There's a little bit of French slang.
So la binouze have provided me with some beers. And une petite mousse have provided me with some beers as well. So that's what we're doing today. We're doing une petite mousse slash
la binouze.
La binouze. But also, I have a fan called Lauren Lanham, who's on the chat today. I've seen her. There she goes. Look, she's already on it. She's already on it, Lauren Lanham. Excuse me, someone else bought you beers. Lauren Lanham did buy me beers.
Wow, she's not going to let you get away with this.
She brought me some beers to the studio 3 days ago. I met her out front of the studio. Wait for it. I have the beers. The beers are very high percentage alcohol, so we will ease into those beers after Lauren, your beers are coming after these beers.
There's so much good stuff happening in the comments. I like feel like so Pushan's here. Hi Pushan.
And Pushan, okay.
Debbie was talking about how there's a lot of speculation about my national origins.
Jay, there is much speculation here.
Like Wolverine, I have a very interesting origin story.
That's cool. Cheers, first of all. Cheers, everyone. Santé dans les yeux.
Toujours dans les yeux. I blame 2020 on who didn't look me in the eyes when we...
I mean, pale ale, the Denise pale ale with the French deux chevaux is pretty good.
I like this. Yeah. Hoppy pale ale from Bap Bap.
Bap Bap, Bap Bap.
I just like saying Bap Bap as well.
Bap Bap.
I walk around. Mm. Bap Bap. The other thing I was going to say is your mom is in here. Somebody tagged her. That's what originally caught my attention.
Oh, my mom is in
the chat. So she gave me some of your secrets and apparently we did not... I missed it.
All right. So May, I'm looking forward to... Let's start with Debbie Lasser. Debbie Lesser. Debbie Lesser. Not more, not less. Do you get the...
A little bit lesser.
Up.
Fewer.
There's no speculation to your national origin. So I didn't know about this. Mm. Is there? I mean, for me, you're American.
I think it's just people say, ask curious. That people. Oh, you already love me? Thank you. I saw whoever said that. I appreciate that.
That's cool.
I'm going to make your life hell when it comes to the comments.
By the way...
I can read the comments really quickly.
You're too quick at reading the comments. Very, I'm not used to it.
I read them all.
Remy YouTube, thank you for the super sticker. 99 cents. Thank you so much. Winking face. Wink, wink, wink. Oh, you sent a winking face, maybe. But I can't see it on my fucking... No, I can't see it. You sent like a little super sticker, which is a winking face. You guys can see it on the live. I can't see it through here. Remy, thank you so much for the super chat. What's going on with the super chats today?
Whoa, hey, Tim. Chossing them in there. That's
Jesus
great.
Christ,
Tim Brush is really a nice guy.
Is he a guy? Is I met he him one before. Of yours?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Jesus. All right, I'm going to invite you more often.
He's lovely.
Brush Tim, thank you for your $25.
He's a lovely human being.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yanni.
Yanni as well. Yanni's a killer.
Dude, what's got 27 euros? Yeah. Who are these people, Jay? My
patrons and lovely human beings who love me dearly. I don't know. Okay. They're amazing. The people, if you don't hang out on my YouTube channel, in my Patreon, you should know.
Okay, we need to get to
which we're going to get to.
Okay,
but I'm just going to say they're look at these. They're lovely people.
Laura,
lovely
Laura,
humans.
Laura Granese.
All kinds of lovely things.
How do you send beers, Paul?
She wanted to know.
Send you a local beer. Right, okay. So first of all, for those of you who've sent me super chats, I have a special jingle for you. Thank you for the money on YouTube on the super chats. We'll get to Patreon in a second, but for first of all, thank you for supporting the show.
Show me the money! Thanks very much for supporting the channel.
What did you have in that bag, though? Because normally money doesn't jump.
Now, I don't do that jingle anymore, Jay, because no one sends me super chats anymore.
Really?
Because people follow me on Patreon.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into it, Patreon, this live with Jay, is in two parts. Part one is now on YouTube right now for free. You don't have to pay for it. It's great. We'll have fun with you guys. We'll have fun together. Part two, which is just after the first hour, is exclusively available to those that support me on Patreon. It's patreon.com/PaulTaylor. Now, since Jay is on Patreon himself, I figured it would be cool for him to talk about Patreon. Jay, what is your experience with Patreon? You've been on it longer than I have. You know more about it than I do. What is Patreon?
I have met Jack Conte twice, actually.
Jack Conte.
He's the CEO of Patreon. So that was a super niche name drop.
Yeah.
I do know. But look, I'm now a patron of Paul Taylor's.
Hold on. Close your eyes.
Did it work? It worked.
It
worked. It went
you
away
opened
again.
Your eyes again.
But they're tiny little Paul eyes on there.
Close your eyes.
I closed. It didn't. It's not. I'm squinting. I'm checking at the wrong time. Anyways. I just bought an annual membership.
Fuck off, an annual membership?
Yeah, of course. That way you can't get rid of me for a year. I'm going to be sending you messages every day. So Patreon.
What is Patreon, Jay?
Is a, sorry for those of you that are listening with really nice headphones on right now. Patreon's a membership service that is traditionally monthly, but now they offer annual memberships. Something I just launched recently very quietly, so I guess that's the scoop you're getting from me tonight. But if you want to support Paul directly, regularly, it's money that goes straight into the production of this place. And if you haven't paid attention, I was just commenting on this earlier, he's put so much effort into the lighting, painting the walls, putting up all of these decorations. It's incredible, and that's all made possible because of those of you that support him on Patreon through Super Chat as well. But honestly, Patreon's like one of those things that like, it makes a huge difference. And for me personally, it's completely changed my life and is both before COVID and during COVID especially, like has kept me above water. And if you enjoy what Paul is doing, if you enjoy him roping us weirdos in here to talk to him live on camera regularly, if you want to buy him beers, that's where the beer fund comes
from. That's basically it. So the way Patreon works, the way I have it set up is on Patreon, there's three different things you can do. Either you can support me and this channel and all my YouTube channels by giving me half a pint of beer a month, 1 pint a month, or 3 pints a month. For all of those three, you get access to part two of this show. Not only do you get access to part two of this show, you get access to part two of all the previous Happy Hour Lives and all the future Happy Hour Lives. It's a way of supporting me as a creator, as a comedian, while I'm not allowed to get on stage and do comedy. So part two of this will be on Patreon. Basically, as Aigle de la Route said, Paul Taylor, RuPaul, which is my...
Your OnlyFans account name?
No. If I had an OnlyFans, it would be that.
It's your stripper name.
It's my drag name. RuPaul.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm ginger a little bit.
I get it.
So there we go. So thank you for everyone supporting. Stop talking about fucking money and Patreon and let's get into it. But before we do, Lauren Lanham says, I cannot recommend Patreon enough. The second hour is where it gets freaky. I'll be honest with you guys.
Yeah, I brought some stuff.
Did you?
No, just telling people that okay. To get them to show up. I mean, yes.
The second hour of this show, every week, is better than the first hour. I'm more drunk, the guest is more drunk, and we talk about
much... He did bring a lot of beer with him.
Much more
personal... That little fridge is full.
Much more personal topics, because there's less of you there. It gets interesting in the second hour.
That'll be very interesting.
So anyway... That was it. Thanks for being here.
Here's the thing. So that I'm thank you to everybody who's saying such nice things about me in the comments. And also, yes, I do write a van move. I don't know if we need to comment about that, but...
Oh, yeah. So I need
Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
What is that? Please.
So this comment, we don't care about the actual comment. It's about the name. So what is the guy's name?
And the avatar.
Well, look at the name first.
Yaj Sanswan.
Yeah, Sean Swan.
Yep, I get it backwards. It's like almost Pig Latin.
It's your name backwards.
I get not entirely backwards. It's just the first name is backwards. Excuse me.
It's phonetically backwards. It's Verlan.
Sans Swan.
It's the French
Verlan. Ah, it's Verlan. Ah.
Le Verlan.
Le Verlan, okay.
Because you're learning French, right?
Right. I know two or three words.
So Verlan, what is Verlan?
En l'envers.
À l'envers. So it's where the French take a word.
Yeah.
Or it's not even a word. It's like sounds.
Yeah.
Instead of saying merci, yeah, the French will say si mère, like the cool kids.
Yeah.
So
that's where mec and meuf come from, right? So, or meuf, not mec, I guess. But.
Meuf comes from femme backwards, mm-hmm. And mec is just mec.
Mec, yeah.
But the French meuf will say comme, mon comme.
Instead of mec. Danger territory.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So Fred, this guy who's a loyal follower, started off with Laup Lorte, which is Paul Taylor backwards, and now every guest he has, not only does he take the name and Verlan the name and switch it backwards, he also takes a profile photo.
I'm so glad that you found that mustache photo. That's what's making me the happiest about this whole thing.
But if you notice, your beard is on your head and your head is on your beard.
Ah!
He Verlanizes your face as well.
So it's unfortunately not one of my mighty mustache photos, but still, I love it.
It's a mighty mustache.
I still give it a round of applause. Hold on, excuse me. I'm on a chair where I can't actually properly do this. You've earned a round of applause, my friend.
Oh, a round of applause. I like it.
I'm back to fifth grade with that joke.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
So, right. We've met a few times. But I feel like we haven't really got into the nitty gritty.
Mostly been down dark alleys, and I believe you were holding a knife the first three times. So I need to stop taking that shortcut. But the fourth time he was like, hey, you want to come over? I was like, sure.
So you've been in Paris. How long have you been in Paris?
4 years as of a week ago.
4 years a week ago.
Yeah, my anniversary.
Happy four-year-versary.
That's what I'm here for, yeah.
Why did you come here in the first place?
I don't really know. I know. I came because I really love this city. I'd lived here before. I lived in Nice before that. I just, all my entire life, for whatever reason, had it in my head that I wanted to go to France. I don't know why. So then I studied French. I eschewed Spanish because we were taught Spanish in the States, I think, by default. And I was like, no, get that away from me. Like,
no, I'm gonna quiero go for español.
This. No quiero español. El toro es rojo. That's all I got out of Spanish. And so I just was like, okay, I'm going to focus in on this French thing. And I went whole hog on it. Ended up getting a degree in it.
Oh, you got a degree in French?
Before I ever set foot here.
Shit. Okay, so that's another similarity I didn't know we had.
Do you have a French degree?
Yeah, I did a degree in French and Spanish.
Okay.
That's my study.
I knew you did languages, but I didn't realize it was French and Spanish. Okay.
Yeah, I was lazy. I spoke French and Spanish. So I was just like, hey, I'll do a degree.
Easy.
I'll do a degree. I don't have to work. I already speak the languages. Fucking let's have it. Yeah. Turned out the degree was harder than I thought it would be.
They're hard degrees. Yeah.
Fucking hard.
Well, and then when you're reading like, you know, what was the, not Matisse. You don't read Matisse. You look at Matisse. I'm thinking of... You know, Shakespearean, the French version of Shakespeare.
Molière.
Good God.
We didn't get into that.
We had to read, I think I read two plays by Molière in like my third year of college French. It's not, I don't want to, I mean, Molière, I'm sure it's great, but I was not super into it.
Mate, when I read Shakespeare, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
As the analogy that I use often is my level of languages is similar to a washer dryer. It doesn't wash great, it doesn't dry great, but it does both.
Yeah.
I speak English and I speak French and I speak Spanish, kind of okay, all three of them. But in reality, my level of vocabulary and all the rest of the stuff in all three languages isn't great. Like, I'm not a good... I'm shit at English, shit at French, I'm shit at Spanish, but I speak all three, so that...
That's not bad. That's good for communication. That's great. You made a career out of it, too. I think that's actually, like, there's... You can't downplay your language ability when you're making entire shows based off of those abilities.
That's true. But yeah.
Just to talk you up right now, Paul's actually a very talented and an intelligent individual.
Yeah.
And he's not going to hear any of it himself.
No.
But we know.
Yeah.
We know. You and I know.
So you did a degree in French.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Why was it a mistake?
Because because I went in with the mentality that I was raised with. I grew up in a small university town. Where education was God.
Where's that?
Pullman, Washington. So
Pullman?
Pullman, yeah.
As in Pullman.
Yep, okay, exactly.
Like the chain of hotels.
Cars. Well, yeah, so the hotels. But then that was based on the rail cars. Because Pullman Railroad. Yeah, the Pullman rail cars.
Okay.
That's where that came from, yeah.
I had no idea. Okay, so Pullman, Washington.
Yeah, it was originally called Three Forks. We're getting into some history now. It was originally called Three Forks for the little rivers that ran through it. Mm-hmm. And then they changed the name to Pullman because they were hoping that he would build a railway through it if they renamed it after him.
That's funny.
Didn't work. And so anyways, they did end up getting the state university later. So that's all it is it's farms and a university. And
that's in Washington, west of US.
That's correct. So if you're thinking Seattle, you're thinking correctly. If you're thinking DC.
Yeah, that's the thing that most Europeans, it's like, oh, Washington, like, oh, DC. It's like, no, the state Washington.
And that's the great. That
Why is that? Why is have you got a city called Washington? That's not in the state of Washington, but then the state of Washington doesn't have a city called Washington.
It has a city called George.
Oh, George Washington.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You can only do so much.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
And it also has Walla Walla, Washington, which is just fun to say. Kind of like Bap Bap. Bap Bap, Walla Walla.
Bap Bap, Walla Walla. Okay. Fucking Pullman.
Yeah.
Washington.
Right. Which actually ties us into, because in this whole geographical context as well, when I tell... Even Americans, actually, that don't come from that part of the country, from the West Coast, I will say that I come from Seattle. And then I'll be like, now that state, but the exact opposite side of that state, and that's where I come from. Yeah, which is, the irony for that is because I grew up in a town where people would say they're from Seattle all the time. Mm. And we'd be like, no, where are you really from? And then they'd be from some small town outside
Seattle.
Right,
that's like people from Paris when they go abroad and they're like, oh, I'm from Paris. Like, where? Like, oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, okay, cool. Because if you go into it's actually a suburb of Paris called Vitry-sur-Seine,
yeah.
Which is technically in the 94th Le 94, which is a different department to Paris, but it's like a 20-minute drive. But this is, so yeah, it's too
Same thing. It's too much. And so
from London. I'm from London.
Exactly. Yeah, that's And so that's the thing. We always made fun of them being like, "You're not from Seattle." And now I'm doing the exact same thing. And they were like 4 miles away, and I was like 400 miles away. Okay. So the hypocrisy has come full circle. It's come back. Yeah. So I'm from Pullman, Washington, and and then got
so you studied French before you moved here.
Yeah.
You waste of time.
Literally, before I ever set foot in France, I had studied for 4 years in high school, and then 3 years in college, and got a degree in it and a minor in German.
Okay, so you
which
did.
I
okay.
Do not use. Unfortunately, no. I've lost all my ich habe alles vergessen, which means I've forgotten everything.
Alles gut. That's what alles I know gut. In German.
Guten Nacht.
And eine Bier.
Das Bier.
But if you're ordering so one beer.
Ein Bier.
Eine Bier.
I think it's just ein.
Ein Bier.
I think.
Bitte.
Bitte.
Schnell.
Dankeschön.
Schnell. My German is fucking shit. My Spanish and French are amazing.
Ich mag das Bier.
So you moved to Paris. Why did you start? So Jay does daily vlogs. I don't understand. I don't understand how you do it. Because I did daily vlogs on my other YouTube channel.
Which you should subscribe to if you haven't already.
What, your daily vlogs?
No, yours.
They already know my...
Yeah, well, to subscribe to his main channel.
Yeah, I mean, my main channel, yeah. But your... I did daily
vlogs. There we go.
Ein Bier. Linda
that's
Wonder
my,
Woman.
That's my German dance.
Thanks
my
very money.
Successful
thanks very
German.
Money. Thanks very money. Fucking hell. Just to preface this live, I was drunk before the live started.
He did arrive. Not as drunk as your neighbor, though. I got manhandled by a very small man outside who was so drunk he could not get a word out.
Yeah, I was fine. I just had a...
He's like...
I had a professional meeting which involved beer and rum before this live.
Welcome to Europe.
So I was already drunk before the live. But fuck it.
I'm pretty sure Americans think that we're all, speaking as an American, I'm pretty sure Americans think that we are all on this side of the pond alcoholic. Because we drink so much more.
I feel like America, you guys drink a lot as well.
But in the States, it depends on culturally where you're from, because some never drink. Some do. Like you can't buy alcohol till you're 21.
Yeah, that's
true. And here, like, you basically, they won't check your ID unless your shoes aren't tied and you're like a meter tall. So like there's some pretty significant cultural differences around alcohol. And I just feel like when I tell my family how much I drink, they're just like.
See, I always thought of the US, every time I know what you mean. Like the 21 thing is real. Like I went to New York for my best mate's 20th birthday. No, for his 21st birthday. I was living in Montreal. Mm-hmm. He came and visited me in Montreal. I was already 21. We took a train from Montreal down to New York, a 10-hour train. It was the most horrific experience of travel ever.
Because it was like an hour-long drive that took 10 hours by train.
No, it was 10 hours by train because it was like an 8-hour train.
Yeah.
But then 2 of those hours was spent stopped at the border. Because on the border, the fucking TSA get on and they verify everyone's passports. Yeah. I was sitting with my mate and the American like TSA people were like, "Why are you coming to America?" I was like, "Oh, this is my mate and we're just coming over here for like a quick holiday."
Yeah.
"What do you do?" I'm like, "Oh, I work for Apple." He's like, "What does he do?" It's like, "Oh, he's a photographer. Why is he here?" He's like, "Because he's visiting me. He's my best friend." He's like, "Why do you live in Montreal?" I'm like, "Oh, because I'm studying French and I needed to spend 1 year in a non-English speaking country. Yeah. So I moved to Montreal." "Yeah. Why did you move to Montreal?" I'm like, "Because I'd already lived in France as a kid." And I like almost started crying. I'm like, "Why are you asking me all these questions? I'm on a fucking train."
Why do all the angles in a triangle add up to 360 degrees?
Yeah. And it was horrific. So anyway, we went to New York.
No, it's 180 degrees. Sorry. Anyways, continue. I knew that I did it wrong as I said it, but
anyway,
for any math people out there, I didn't want to leave, you know, they were going to sign off right there.
All
right,
good.
Anyways, the TSA were harassing you on your train ride.
The TSA, we don't give a fuck anymore. The main thing is I went to New York for my mate's 21st birthday. Yeah. However, he was 21 literally three days later. We showed up to a bar on like near Times Square because that's what you do when you're 20. You're like, "Fuck, Times Square, New York, yes." We were sleeping in a hostel, and we went, and so we went into the bar. The guy's like, "ID," and they took my mate's ID. He was 21 in 3 days. They're like, "Sorry, you can't even come into the bar.
Yeah.
Not even to drink a Coke. You're just not allowed in the fucking bar."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Really? It's his birthday in 3 days. We've come all the way from Europe for this." Then he's like, "Sorry, we can't do that." And we were so pissed off.
Yeah.
And so he didn't get to drink alcohol.
Yeah, slight differences in culture, just small.
Right, question for you from Mika Luna.
Where's your first impression?
Go on, read it out if you want.
What was your first impression of the country and of French people when you first arrived in France? Micah, is this a French viewer?
I don't know, Mika Luna.
J'aime les Français avant que je rien dise.
Don't put your disclaimer of like, oh, j'aime les Français, donc ce que je vais dire après, même si je vous insulte, je vous aime vraiment. Fucking tell it how it is.
I love the French, I don't like French bureaucracy. That's kind of the way I think it comes down. If I'm going to complain, it's going to be about French bureaucracy more than anything. systems in France drive me insane. I was trying to get a reimbursement for my electric bike that I bought 7 months ago, 8 months ago. They wanted more information than for my visa dossier.
Hold on. You tried to get a refund for your bike?
Yeah.
Through a French thing?
Yeah, through the Île-de-France transportation.
Oh, sorry, hold on. Yeah, you needed to set that up. Because for me, it was like your bike broke and you wanted to get reimbursed.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because the
there's multiple reimbursements you can get right now.
You can get money off, if you buy an electric bike in Paris, you get money from the government because you're buying electric and it's a bike rather than buying a car or a motorbike or whatever. So you were trying to get that money from the French government.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I ran into problems because they were at, one of the things they asked me for, I'm on the website where you ask for this reimbursement. And there's a thing where they say, we need a letter from the municipality involved saying that this exists. Like that there's a reimbursement in the first place. I'm on the website. So anyways, but I do love the French. I think, what is my first impression? My first impression, honestly, when I was that the French were very helpful, because when I first got here, I was in Nice and I was way in over my head. I had printed out map instructions from like MapQuest or something.
MapQuest, I love it.
Back in the day. So obviously it was like, you couldn't really read anything. It's so funny to think of Paris, how I saw it then, because it was so much more of a jungle that I could not comprehend. And I found the address that was on there and it turned out to be the headquarters of the hostel, not the hostel itself. And so by that point, I've been dragging this suitcase around all day that like my grandma had given me. There was more, it was like a duffel bag, but with like this hard plastic sheet on the bottom that had come up enough that it would just jab you in the calf every time you like pulled it behind you. So I've just got like this red line on my leg that's screaming. It's been hours. I'm jet lagged. I haven't slept. And I'm just like, I'm just going to go to Nice. Like I was going to spend a weekend in Paris, but I'm going to go there. The guy at the hostel place was like, all right, well, I'll take you to the, he's just really nice. He's just like, okay, I'll take you to the train station. Just give me 5 minutes, whatever. Cause at first they're like, another one of these.
What was your level of French at that stage?
It was educated, but not fluent.
Okay.
So I was struggling for sure.
But you were still making the effort to try and speak
French.
Oh,
of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So definitely trying to speak in French and making my way through, but I'm sure it was not good. Not great at least. And so I got on the train, got down, and then couldn't find my apartment. I had a roommate. He, for whatever reason, had never given me more instruction. He gave me the address. But when you got down there I lived near the boardwalk in Nice. And I was walking down. It's like, okay, I don't remember what the actual address was, but let's say it was 26. I was like, okay, here's 22, 24, 28. Wait, what? 24, 20, what? I spent 2 days looking for this thing. My roommate did not respond to a single message that I sent him. Like he just checked out. This is also before we were quite as addicted to our phones. And this, I just remember this lady who stopped. She saw me like doing the, you know, like what? Do they count differently here? And so she asked me.
Do they count differently?
She spent an hour and a half walking up and down the street with me trying to find it, to the point that I had to ask her to leave because she was like, no, we got to help you find this. We have to help. And so my first impression was actually like, these people are so helpful that I actually don't know that I should ask for their help because they're going to like ruin their own lives trying to help me sort out my stupid problem. So.
Okay. So it was a good.
Yeah.
Fairly good, positive.
Yeah. Experience. Good first impression.
I love it.
Yeah.
Heidi Boyd. Can we please talk about Meghan and Harry on the Oprah interview? No, because I haven't watched it yet. I don't know what's happened. I will talk about it next week or at some other point.
But also, hi, Boyds.
Boyds. Oh, you know.
I know the Boyds.
People. These are your people.
They are my people.
They're your people. No, we can't talk about it. I don't know.
I don't know anything either.
Whatever they said, I agree with what they have to say. Because I've, in a much different...
You get a car. And you get a car.
In in a much different...
And you get a car. I hope that happened. I don't know what happened, though.
Nor did I. I haven't watched it. My wife's probably watching it right now.
Cause it's instead of watching us.
It's on French TV in like in half an hour or something.
Oh.
Anyway, I just know that they probably have had a similar experience than I do, than I have had with bigger corporations that I've been a part of, whether it's for my comedy or not. And it's just, it's the same shit. Like, they're part of this bigger thing that they have to follow the rules and they get, you know... I watched The Crown. We watched an episode last night with my wife. So I don't know. Whatever. We'll see. We'll see.
I've never seen The Crown. I'm useless. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know that nobody thought I was American to start, but I don't know anything.
People didn't think you were American to start.
Apparently not. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like... S. Bullock. S. Bullock. It was a good interview.
That's Steve.
Fucking Steve. All right, Steve. All right, Steve.
I know all these people you're picking so far. This is great.
These are all your people, apparently.
Yeah.
Because I see the same people.
you're just going like, for the new ones.
My people are like Anne Austin over here. No, please, not the Life on Low Batteries, one of my crew. Totally not interested in the Oprah interview.
Well, you guys came to the right place because we're ignorant.
Yeah, I've got no idea. I haven't got time for that shit.
Ignoramuses.
Also, I don't have a VPN. By the way, this episode is sponsored by, and it's not.
By Sued VPN.
Sued
VPN. Coming after you, Nord, from the other side of the globe. I'm actually really concerned because we are both loud human beings. Is there at any point are we going to make these microphones clip?
Probably.
Okay.
Basically, when you see that red light going, yeah, flashing, that watch, ready?
Yeah.
Hello. There you go.
That's your clipping.
That's
out,
when
huh?
People's ears are bleeding.
I just laughed. Oh,
see,
man.
I've turned yours up a bit
I'm
more.
I'm going to talk a little bit more like
before
this.
When we were testing, the sound was okay.
Well, I get louder when I go live.
It's a great question. From all the way from Hawaii, Jay, from Kelly Garcia.
What was the hardest?
Kelly Garcia.
Garcia.
Garcia. What was the hardest part of French for you, Jay? The French language. What was the hardest part? Or what is still the hardest part?
It's all hard. The exceptions, everything. There's so many things we could talk about, like that... There are, so the difference, because I did study German in the end, and one of the things I liked about German was that it followed the rules generally that it set out.
Und wir will follow the rules.
So it became a first game. And I enjoyed that because I'd been studying French for a long time at that point. And in French, they're like, here's the rule. And you're like, cool. And then you try to use it and they're like, not like that. And you're like, oh, okay. How about this? And they're like, not like that either. And you're like, when do I use it? Only that one time we first told you. And it's like, that seems like that should be the exception. What is... So that's the hardest thing, probably. That's... Memorizing exceptions.
It's funny
or genders. Genders are hard, too.
The languages are very similar to the état d'esprit of the people.
Yeah.
The French, they get rules and they're like, well, fuck the rules. We will do something else.
Not that.
Whereas the Germans are like, this is the rule. We will follow the rule.
Very much so. The French are like, I see the traffic lines on the street. I will not follow. Yeah.
I see the bus lane.
Yeah.
But it could be a motorbike lane as well, right?
You know it's a parking spot. I mean, really.
Yeah. It says livraison, but
anything's
I'm technically, I'm delivering myself. So I can just park in that spot.
Yeah.
That's technically.
Technically.
We should be at home because the curfew is at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
But really, this is work.
So we don't have to be because we have little pieces of paper that say we're working.
That's a good... yeah.
The hardest part, that... I'm trying to think. I mean, there are a lot of things that, like, it's funny too, because actually, I think there are just limitations that you have as a person. So there's always things you struggle with that other people may not. But, like, I really remember having a number of different things that I learned when I moved here that I talked to my French teacher from high school about when I went back. Actually, I'm one of my professors. And I was like, you never told us this. And they're like, yeah, we did. You know, like, because in school, I feel like they focus on an example would be they focus on nous, you know. Nous faisons or whatever you want to say, like nous allons. So you say we go places, we do things.
Yeah.
But like here, you generally just say on fait ça.
Yeah, spoken. No one says nous no. unless
you're trying to be exclusive and you're trying to say nous on fait ça et toi tu fais comme tu veux. You know, like
right.
You would say it's like, but right.
Yeah,
and
I
then
mean,
on is like the general sense of we.
Well, yeah. Well, unless you're writing something, like if you're writing an email, generally. Unless it's to a friend, you would say nous.
Yeah.
Like written is nous and like posh bourgeois is
yeah.
nous.
Yeah.
Like you would never hear Macron
yeah.
on his fucking speeches being like...
That's true.
On est dans la merde! merde! He would say, nous sommes dans la merde. Do you know what I mean? So, like,
nous sommes.
It's very, it's like the vous and the tu, right? Nous and on is very, it's
yeah,
not...
but you do use vous, where nous, you really don't, you know? Like,
no.
It was just funny, because then I went back and I was like, why didn't you teach me this? And they're like, it was in the curriculum. Like, we don't know why you missed that, but I just feel like,
yeah,
I feel like they always... really hammered home on that. So there are things like that too, where either it was memory or it was taught something different that I walked around being like, nous sommes, you know, whatever. And people just look at me like,
yeah, you're just a bit over too
yeah,
much.
Get out of here.
Vesalius for us. Thank you for the super chat, my friend. Pair character punching the air with fist and bump written on his knuckles.
Oh, he's doing this. I've seen that one.
What? Pair. Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay, pair character, punch, okay.
I like that it describes it to you, because you
can't
see
it.
Because so
I can't see
text.
It through the... Yeah, hold on, if I go back to my YouTube
there he is,
page...
See?
There he is. Oh, it's the pair character.
He's
hold
really
on.
Excited. He's
okay,
working out.
I feel like people don't know what's going to happen, so I'm going to take a screenshot of that little character.
I'm so impressed by this whole situation.
Hold on.
He's been showing me his live streaming setup, and I'm just blown away. I'm jealous.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the pair character... Where am I? Oh, dear. The pair character... punching the air with the fist and the bump written on his knuckles is...
Put it right in the middle.
This little character here. There we go. Fist bump. You guys all saw it on YouTube because you can see the animations. I can't through this live stream.
Well, anybody that's watching later will not have seen it.
No, they will because the chat's still available afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mate.
I'm really glad
fucking professional.
I'm really glad I'm a fucking professional.
Jay, how are you doing for your beer?
Great.
I mean,
I can catch up to you. I'm not that far behind you.
Well, no, I was going to say we should probably start on the second one.
I'm one drink behind you. Hold on.
No, you're right. Let's get it down, yeah. And then we'll open Lauren Lanham's beers.
Didn't forget you, Lauren.
Wait, Lauren.
Lauren.
Lauren. Lauren.
Loren. Lauren Lanham.
It could be Lauren. She's English, though, so I think that it's Lauren.
Is she?
Do you know what I mean? Well, like, basically, yeah.
Oh, she's English.
She's fucking English. Do you know what I mean? Funny story.
What's your favorite English accent, Jay? Paul's, of course. Look, listen to him. He's great.
Damien Poitvin.
What?
Poitvin.
I got so Poitvin. The thing is that I have my own like English accent that I slip into easily, but then outside of that, I have to do impersonations to get into it.
So, what's your English accent that you slip into?
Well, it's been a long time since I've done it, so I'm going to embarrass myself very publicly right now.
That's fine. This will be clipped and it will be put onto Instagram.
As long as it's circulating on Twitch at the end of this, I'm happy. Well, I've got to get started somehow. So if I were to start talking like that, perhaps that would get me going. But it's not as good as it used to be. I used to be very good. And actually, one of the things I used to do was I would sit down. I lived on a hospital ship in West Africa for a long time. And I would sit down next to a friend of mine who was British. And I would just start talking like this and just watch as the brain melted. And they're like, wait. What? And that was one of the most fun I had doing that.
I'll be honest.
Time.
That's a good.
As long as they get a B+ out of this.
I'll tell you what.
Because I definitely don't have it as good as
you. And Nathaniel Drew.
Yeah.
Yours crushes it.
Oh.
Nathaniel can go home with his.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah. Your accent. Yeah. It's. You can tell that it's not.
No, I've
British,
lost it.
British.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a couple of twangs in there. You're like,
yeah,
but it's good. It's for an American, it's very, very good.
Well,
it's
definitely
solid.
It used to be way better because I lived with a bunch of Brits. But then you can always do the like,
So what's the one when you're saying you're imitating people?
There are different ones. You got the old woman, man. Sorry, what castle is that over there? I'm 37. What? I'm 37. I'm not old. Well, I can't just call you man. Well, you could say Dennis. Well, I didn't know you were called Dennis. Well, I didn't bother to find out now, did you? Well, I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind. Oh, I object. You automatically treat me as an inferior. Well, I am king. Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the social and economic classes in our society today. If there's ever going to be any progress, we're going to... Oh, Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh!
What the fuck are you talking about?
How do you do?
What is this? I have no idea what you're talking about.
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons.
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we're an autonomous collective.
You don't know that?
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Somebody knows this.
Monty Python?
Yeah. In the
Little Grill. Okay.
Mud Farmers.
Mate, Monty Python is a thing that Britons of my age don't give a fuck about.
But I learned this when I was in high school. I mean, come on.
But I mean,
Monty, we do care. Americans care more.
Americans, everyone else we cares care about Monty Python. The people that I know never watched it because it was too old. It was before our generation.
Right.
But by the time it got to the US and France and Spain and all these places, it was like 20 years later, and everyone's like, Monty Python. Ah, c'est incroyable, Monty Python. Yeah, 20 years ago it was. I had no idea what you were talking about there. Jesus Christ.
Well, the comment section enjoyed it, hopefully.
The people loving it. Like, George Barker is loving my face. because I had no idea what you were talking about. People are fucking loving it. Right. Are you finished your beer?
Yeah, I'm finished. I did it for the BBC once, actually.
You did what for the BBC? Drinking beer or doing the Monty Python?
Just that skit.
What do you mean you did it for the BBC?
They filmed me in the Congo.
They filmed you in the Congo? What? What do you mean they filmed you in the Congo? So you were on a ship, on a medical ship? No, what was it?
Yeah, hospital ship, surgical ship.
Hospital ship, you out in the Congo.
Yeah.
And the BBC were there.
Yeah, and then
And then they were like, oi, do your fucking Monty Python fucking way!
Yeah, they took me down on the dock and they filmed me doing it. And I think I put it on my old YouTube channel. It's somewhere. It's somewhere. It's not my best, though. The problem was it was like not as good when I did it on camera. I regretted it for years. For years.
All right, Lauren Lanham, who's in the chat today. Lauren Lanham, she stopped by the studio and gave me some beers. Now, these beers are fucking hardcore, which is why we didn't start with them. One is 8.5% alcohol. The other one is 10%.
Oh, God.
One is Delirium, a well-known award-winning Belgian beer. And the other one is La Trappiste, a quadruple.
Also a Belgian beer, isn't it? La Trappiste.
I mean, it must be.
It's very famous.
Brewed by... in the Netherlands.
Oh, it's Dutch?
Apparently it's Dutch, yeah.
Because that's funny, because I thought Delirium was Dutch.
You know what? It might be.
I don't know. When you said it was Belgian, I was surprised.
I see the word Belga.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably... I'm wrong.
It's Belgian.
I got them backwards.
It's a Belgian and a Netherlands beer. Which one do you want? Do you want the Belgian Delirium or do you want the Netherlands Trappiste? I feel like you should have the more alcoholized
one. I'll do my part. Santé, wesh.
Santé, wesh.
I got in trouble for that. So the wesh is a word that I learned from the kids that I was teaching in the banlieue when I was up in in Sarcelles.
Cheers, Lauren. Thank you so much.
He didn't look me in the eyes. I'm cursed again.
Sorry, I was looking Lauren in the eyes.
Yeah, I'll let that pass. Thank you very much. You said she's English?
Ooh, she's English.
Thank you.
She lives in Nice, though.
I lived in Nice. That was the first place I lived when I lived here. We talked about that already, too.
Random quick story about Lauren.
Tell me all the stories.
I came to the studio, I think it was on Tuesday or on Thursday last week, whenever it was. I arrived. Mm-hmm. I had my headphones on, listening to music.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple asking a woman just outside the studio, because it's a confusing place where there's a courtyard and all this kind of stuff. They were asking the place, like, whatever. Well, I walked in, and I was about to open the front door, and I heard, I turned around, and it's Lauren and her boyfriend. And I was like, hello? I didn't recognize her because she had a mask on. Sure. And I've only seen her like on video.
In a tiny little
And so she was like, oh, it's Lauren Lanham from the live. I'm like, fuck it, it's Lauren Lanham. What are you doing here? Because I knew that she lived in Nice. She was like, me and my boyfriend, we came up like for a couple of days in Paris.
Yeah.
And we just stopped by the studio just to drop off some beers. And we just arrived at the studio at the same time.
It's great.
And so we said hi, we spoke for a bit, and she gave me some beers. Oh, so thanks, really nice. Lauren. I really appreciate it.
Cheers, Lauren. Welcome to do it. Thank you for doing all that extra.
Damien isn't having it. He's not happy. You've got to drink these beers in a glass.
Amandine, you're not totally wrong about the Antibes. So for those of you that are ever going to go to the south of France, Amandine.
Okay, you're answering a completely different question.
Sorry, Amandine.
It doesn't matter.
We'll talk later.
It doesn't matter. No.
Little almond.
We have to drink these. I don't have glasses. Well, I've only got the like.
Oh, because they're saying moitié moitié or what?
No, it's probably because they taste.
No, because he doesn't have the right glass. Each of these, if they're Belgian, they came with their own glass, which we won't have either. This so that's true. Equally improper.
Now you can answer your question from.
So now we're just drinking this.
Who's the question?
Amandine down there.
Amandine, I live in Antibes.
Amandine, and Antibes is like the Cap d'Antibes is number one recommendation if you're going to go to the Cap d'Azur.
I love her
Côte
name.
D'Azur, excuse me.
Amandine Mouton. Amandine Sheep.
Sheep. she's a sheep almond.
No, that's Amandine. Yeah,
the sheep almond pastry. But there's so many thoughts going through my head at once. Anyways, I'm just going to finish with this. Captain Tib, I think, is line two. Take the bus out, there'll be a smoke break before you get there, so don't fall for that because the guy's going to get off and smoke for a little bit. Then get back on the bus, and you'll get end up. You'll see the view of the Mediterranean open up before you, the Alps in the distance. Get out at the cape or where all the boats are, and then go for a little walk along the coast right there. It's a public park. It's phenomenal. And when you walk out along it, you've got like mansions and stuff over here that are mostly hidden by boats with some nice, not boats, walls, but you've got some nice like escape hatches for like Bond villains going through these walls and stuff. It's great. And you've got the Mediterranean, you'll have Nice in the distance and the Alps behind it. Phenomenal walk. It's free. The bus isn't free, I suppose, but you know, the rest of it's free. Take a picnic. There's some spots you can sit down in little like wells in the water.
That's cool.
Antibes. There's your plug for Antibes right there.
Just it's on the back of here, it's written strong beer.
Mine doesn't come with any warnings. Mine specifically says make sure that you drive immediately after drinking this beer.
Oh, cool. That's interesting.
It is, but right. You don't drink it if you're pregnant.
Jay, one of the traditions I have on this show is that for English speakers, I test their level of French expressions.
I was wondering how this is going to go.
Yeah, yep. You were waiting for it. So
I wasn't waiting for it, but I was aware this could happen.
Because you talked about wesh, yep. And I thought it was a good trend. Like the wesh, French wesh is like, is what the cool kids say.
It's kind of like dude, but it's more vulgar in a way.
It's not necessary. It's not vulgar. It's just used by a minority. It's just I don't know if the word is actually Arabic, but it's what the kids of North African minorities will say. Wesh, 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 wesh. It's like it's like saying, I don't know.
I just remember I got in a lot of trouble when I used it when I first learned.
Yeah, because you're white and you're American. So that's why.
Maybe that's why.
If you were from North African descent, they'd be fine with it. Be like, oh, wesh. It's not a thing. I'm trying to think of the equivalent of like an English.
So I'm not supposed to use that.
It's not that you're not supposed to use it. It's not as bad as like the N-word.
We are getting some. It is Arabic and it's not French down here. So
yeah, Valentin. It is Arabic. I'm trying to think of the equivalent in English that you. It's just something you don't say. It's something that white people don't say.
There are examples.
White older people. But it's not the N-word.
White. No, yeah, even others. Yeah.
But like, what else? Like, what I'm trying to think of an English word that you would be like, hey. Hey, it's even like bro, like it's
right. Bro, dude.
Oh, brah.
Brah.
You know, like white people in the US are starting to say brah, like B-R-A-H, like mm-hmm. Hey, brah. And it's just like, nah, hey, dude, brah. It's like, shut up. It just doesn't match your face. Anyway, that made me think about the French expressions.
There's lots of yo down here. All right.
Yo, it basically means yo, Jean-Christophe. It means yo.
Yeah, okay. I like your hat, by the way, Jean-Christophe.
Yeah, and your fucking moustache as well. Loving it. Anyway. Should we do some French expressions?
Let's try me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time of it is that time of the show that we do some expressions. Put in your favorite French expressions into the chat right now, and we'll test Jay on his level of understanding of these French expressions. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time of the show that's called Express Yourself.
Oh, you've got something interesting to say, do you? Well, go on, say it. Say it in English, dis-le en français, and we'll see if it's interesting.
I don't want to spoil it by seeing it in advance.
Oh, but I will.
Oh, you can't see my face now, though.
No. If you're blocking the comments, it's not. Because I'm going to choose ones that I know.
Right.
And that you might not know.
But if I read it in advance, is that a problem?
No.
Oh, okay, then I'm
right.
Fine.
Let me start with something fairly easy that you will probably know. That's a bit of a clap, Jesus Christ.
When you start it that way, then it makes me think.
Yeah. Well, no, but we'll start with an easy one.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, it's gone. Because you all wrote at the same time and it just suddenly went brr. So I've lost the one that I found that I was like, oh, here we go. Oh, no, I've got you. Hold on, wait for it. Oh, who was it? Right, there we go. It's Laure Granez and it's poser un lapin. Literally, in English, what does poser un lapin mean?
Poser au lapin is to
poser
like...
It's un lapin. It's not au lapin. It's un. 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 Poser un lapin.
Poser un lapin. Oh, poser un lapin. Like to position or to... what's the word I'm looking for? A rabbit?
It's a good start. Yeah, to put down a rabbit.
Yeah.
Poser un lapin. You can... Si je pose ma bouteille sur la table, I'm placing the bottle on the table.
Does it really mean like to like... Is it like putting your foot down?
Oh, that could be an interesting interpretation.
I don't know this one for sure.
You don't know this one?
I don't know this
okay.
One.
It's like one of the classics.
We're about to find out just how well educated
okay,
I am
so,
with that
so
degree.
It's not to put your foot down, which in French would be s'imposer.
Wait, so then
it's not s'imposer, poser un lapin. It's like normally with these expressions,
because I think that they, like a rabbit is soft, it's easily frightened.
It literally has
prone
no,
to heart attacks.
It has no sense.
Oh, great, that's good. So you're is it like you're putting something like you're putting something awkward in the middle of the table, like in the middle of a conversation. You're like, well, let's see how this scatters all the beers off the table.
That should be what it is, but it's not.
I'll keep coming up with plausible translations if you'd like me to.
The actual translation is to stand somebody up.
Really? Yep, nope, no idea.
Like if you say, oh, you would say, so if you was like, oh, I had a date.
Yep.
We said, let's meet at 5 p.m. outside this metro station. Yep. And you say, he stood me up.
Yeah.
You would say, il m'a posé un lapin.
Il m'a posé un lapin.
He put a...
I never heard that before.
Rabbit in front of
usually
me.
Usually because I'm the one getting stood up, I'm sure. So. When you're on the receiving end of this, you don't know. You don't know what's been done to you.
Il m'a posé un lapin. Okay, I thought you were going to get that one. Okay, no, good. This is going to be funner than I thought it was. Right, let's have it.
I have no shame. I don't care if I don't know them. So,
right, this
I want to. I'm
this,
learning.
This is
I'm learning.
A classic French one from Laure GRST. Ça casse pas trois pattes à un canard. Literally in English.
That's not breaking three pat steps, like duck steps. No, three. No, not pat. Is wait, are we? Because I immediately thought pâté when I saw canard.
Une pat. What is a pat?
I feel like I. Don't know anything.
Mon right. chien a quatre pattes.
Yeah, it's a foot.
It's a paw.
No, like so not a step of paw. Okay,
yeah, it's an animal foot.
So don't break the duck's third leg.
Ça casse pas trois pattes à un canard. It doesn't break three legs off a duck.
I mean, I love it. I don't know what I mean. Okay, so a duck normally in Anglophone countries only has two legs. So that's my starting point with where this is coming from. Let's see if we can figure this out. So it's not going to break three legs off a duck. does that mean it's not going to cost you too much?
Why did you come to that conclusion?
Because like, I feel like in English we have similar phrases where it's like, eh, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to take this, like.
It's not going to break the bank.
Yeah, it's not going to break the bank. It's not going to. I can't think of English expressions now either. Apparently this trapeze is stronger than advertised. No, it's as strong as advertised. It's 10%. That's not it though, I'm guessing.
No, it's not.
Let's see. It doesn't break three legs off a duck. Because then it makes me think of like breadsticks. Which is not what the case is in this situation either.
I have to look up the actual... I know what it means, but I'm trying to find like the English equivalent.
Equivalent? Ça me trompe l'or. Ça casse pas trois pattes. This is actually I have a book called La queue leu leu, which is like full of all kinds of old French expressions. I should have studied that before I came.
I'll look it up in a second. But what it actually means is like it's not great. It's not amazing. Like if you were to drink this beer, if you were drinking a beer and you went, ouais, ça va, ça casse pas trois pattes à un canard. Like it's not amazing.
I get it.
I'm trying to find. Let me find the actual equivalent. All right, it's nothing to write home about.
Yeah, it's nothing to write home about. It makes total sense.
It's nothing to write home about is the English equivalent.
Which we do normally call home, you know, our duck in English. So that makes sense now that I think about
what?
It.
I don't know. You're talking shit now.
Yeah. All I have is creativity and making shit up at this point because I don't know.
It's because you can't, because ducks have got two legs, so you can't break a third leg. So it's like, well, you can't break the third leg off a duck. So it's shit.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I totally get that. Yep, 100%. That. Yep.
Right. Let's do.
Let's
one
find another
more.
One. No, yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning
let's
with you.
Let's do one more. That's a good. It's a good one because these two are classics, like that you hear all the time.
Everybody else knew it was meant to be stood up. Apparently.
Yeah.
There's
right,
Lauren again.
Let's have. I'm gonna try and find a. Well, before we go, Jason Rendon, $20 super chat. Thanks very
Jason.
Much. Okay.
Speaking of Seattle, Jason's in Seattle.
Jay and Paul, always great to watch you guys. Sorry I'll miss the second hour, that work thing, but have a couple of beers on me. Thanks very much, Jason. And here is his expression. Mm-hmm. It's, ce n'est pas la mer à boire.
It's not like you have to drink the whole ocean. You know, like you have to drink a sea.
I've heard...
Is that like your story's going a little bit too long?
You know what? I don't know. This one, I don't know what
your
it
story,
is.
Your story, this story, it's you don't have to
ce
drink
pas
the
la
whole,
mer à boire. I would,
you don't have to drink the whole sea.
You don't have to drink the whole sea.
Or it could be a greedy thing. It could be like, hey man, like leave some bread for the
ce
rest of
pas
us.
La mer à boire. It's not great. It sounds to me like a similar...
Like it's not great.
Like the trois pattes à canard. It seems like they're like, oh, it's not something that's... It's not something... Yeah, it's not... Ce n'est pas la mer à boire. Oh, what is it? Ladies and gentlemen, let us know in the comments. What is it? I'm not going to look it up. I want you guys to tell me in the comments what that one is. It means
it's not that hard.
It's not that hard. Laura GRST.
Oh, that makes total sense. Like, it's not like you're not drinking the ocean here. Like, you're not climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah, you're not drinking the ocean.
It's not rocket science.
You're just drinking a beer. It's not rocket science. Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
It's not brain surgery. It's not rocket science.
It's not brain surgery.
It's not rocket surgery.
It's not the ocean to drink, which is awkward English, but that's literal translation in easy, casual, and correct English. We might say something like, I'm not asking you to drink the ocean. And that still doesn't work. They're going into the...
We figured it out. It's not rocket science. Like, but that's the thing. That's a smarts that rocket science...
But that's
science
one person.
Rocket science is specifically like something that's like, it's not that hard like to figure this out, but like that could be like, look, I'm not asking you to like pick up an elephant.
Yeah, not asking too much. It's not the... Yeah. That's a good one. I like it. All right.
I like it.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. Thanks for the suggestion there. Well, good.
Let's find another one I don't know.
You want one more?
Sure.
Let's do that one more.
This is fun. I like it.
My mate Dimitri.
If you're not... Oh, yep.
My mate Dimitri says, it's not that hard. That's what she said. Good work, Dimitri.
I'm sorry you heard that, Dimitri.
Fucking hell.
It's rough.
Typical. Like, these are the kind of jokes he would write on our group WhatsApp chat with him and the three other mates that we have.
He decided
it was good enough to show in front of 500 people. All right, let's do this one. Sophie Gris.
Pouchon's trying to screw me too. I know he is for sure.
Sophie Gris, on n'a pas gardé les cochons ensemble. What's the French? What's the translation in English?
We didn't keep the pigs together. So like, is that like it's like herding cats?
What is herding cats in English?
It's like herding cats is when you say like, when you're like getting everyone together in the same place is super hard to do. Or like controlling a room full of people. Like, it was like herding cats is saying like the whole meeting went like crazy. People were, couldn't keep it on track.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
Okay, so
we didn't keep the pigs together.
I'm letting certain jokes go.
No, because I think the jokes will lead you to what it actually means. Go on, what are the jokes? Go on.
So we couldn't keep. Well, I'm actually skipping a whole genre of joke, and I'm just gonna go straight for like we couldn't keep all those ugly boys in the same room. That's not it either. Look at his face.
But how would that be an expression? Because anyway,
if we're gonna talk about pigs and like you've got like chauvinist men.
Okay.
And I went for ugly instead of chauvinist, I guess. No, that's not it. Right. Not hurting cat. Wait, hurting. Yeah.
Don't stop now. Stop reading the comments because you'll get the answer. Come on, keep going. What else? On n'a pas gardé les cochons ensemble. We didn't keep it together.
Like we didn't keep. To me, it sounds like it's like we didn't get to the goal. We didn't like keep the team together long enough to finish something. Is what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
Especially when you say it like that. But I know I'm still wrong because I'm looking at your face.
I'm misinterpreting.
We didn't make the. You could say like the bacon was late, so we couldn't have it for breakfast because you know. Maybe you got the eggs done first and the hash browns, and then you're like, bacon. And by the time you got the bacon to the table, everybody was already full.
I think I know what it means. I haven't read it yet in the comments yet, which is why I might be mistaken. But here's how I would say it in French. Stop looking at the comments. Here's a sentence I would say in French. I would say, j'ai rencontré une fille l'autre jour. Elle était vraiment hyper sympa. C'était cool. On a pris quelques verres ensemble.
Yeah.
Mais on n'a pas gardé les cochons ensemble.
Yeah. So you couldn't keep it together. It didn't come together. You didn't. Is it that you didn't score? Is that as far as it's going?
I'm pretty sure it's that we didn't have sex.
We didn't have sex. Okay. We couldn't keep the pigs together.
We couldn't keep the pigs.
Well, because again, I had the right sentiment, right? Like you couldn't keep stuff together to the end. You couldn't get to the goal. I just didn't realize that it was a sexual goal because I don't think about pigs when I'm thinking about sex.
I might be completely wrong, but I'm not sure.
I saw somebody say something about think about a man and a woman, something, something.
Okay, I've got it completely wrong. Apparently, everyone's like, no, that's not what it is.
No.
I thought that's what it was. Maybe I'm just in need of sex too much. I don't know.
We're not close. We're not familiar.
On n'a pas gardé. I'm gonna look it up now, because I don't trust you fuckers on the chat. Les cochons. ensemble. Wait for it. On n'a pas gardé les cochons ensemble. Literal translation, to not have looked after the pigs together. Blah, blah, blah. Is it, all right, this is the French whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Explanation, ne pas avoir gardé les cochons is generally used if somebody expresses an inappropriate or unwanting level of familiarity, such as by using tu rather than vous.
So you... It's, you still you couldn't keep it together, but you got too familiar.
No,
too
it's
fast.
Not we can keep it together. It's like
to you.
It's like I met somebody, and they were over familiar with me.
Yeah,
like they were hanging out with. They were talking to me as if I was their best friend.
Yeah.
Mais en vrai, on n'a pas gardé les cochons ensemble, which means like
our pigs didn't belong in the same pen. It's more
Let
like
me
that.
Know if that's a better translation, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
Our pigs didn't
I feel
belong
like
in the same
that
pen.
Was a better.
I got some blue ribbons over here, and this guy's got fire. You know, like.
Oh, I thought for some reason I thought it was linked to sex.
Voilà, Samantha says voilà.
Voilà, c'est très parisien comme phrase.
Pas
okay.
forcément, c'est très parisien. Ah, super parisien, enfin.
Ouais, c'est très très parisien. I guess it's because Parisians don't want to talk to
We
each other.
We got some yeses and nos and.
Pouchon says no.
He also gave. He had another one about like to have your ass in the noodles or something.
We've
earlier.
Done the ass in the noodles. I'm not doing it again.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like that's. That's the thing. It's people are saying it's not that either. What is it then?
It's a warning to the other not to step too far. So it's like you'd say like, hey, like don't let the pigs out of the pen.
Hey, no, we haven't kept the pigs together. Like, calm it down. Like, stop being so familiar with me. That's such a French thing to say as well. Because I feel like American English level
one. We are so
we're like,
familiar.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, yeah. Nice to see you. Cool, fucking, let's hug it out, whatever. Perhaps mm-hmm. you can return us. I don't know.
The tutoyer, vous voyez thing is like. So,
let us know in the comments. I can't be arsed looking it up
here's
anymore.
Real.
We
for those
time.
Of you, that, for the English speakers in the audience, always default to vous and see what the person you're talking to does is always is a really safe bet.
Yeah. Right. We've done the French expressions, Jay.
Yeah. Should we do English expressions now?
No. It is time to do the Québécois expressions.
Oh, man.
How's your Québécois?
Terrible.
Right.
We're good. About to find out, actually.
We're about to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that part of the show with my friend, Rolly Assal, who is a comedian, stand-up comedian based in Montreal. He joins the show and teaches my guests some Québécois. So it's that time of the show where we learn some Québécois.
Québécois. Ça va, finalement. Calice de marre. Mais
qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please.
I have my Québécois hat. I'm ready.
Why is that a Québécois hat?
Because it's Canada. It's cold. I'm a lumberjack.
Oh, you've got a... Yeah. Headphones are on your left-hand side so that you can hear what Rolly is saying. let's see what he's got planned for us. Let's add him to the left-hand side of the screen. Oh, that was back. Hold on. Hold on. Why? Oh, add left. That's why. There we go. There we go.
Hey!
Oh, for fuck's sake. Attends.
His lighting is also very good.
His lighting is very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's worked on his setup. Jay, Rolly Jay.
Enchanté.
Jay, enchanté. Nice to meet you, my friend.
Nice to meet you, too. You follow, we did that when we were just talking about this earlier. When he did his all-nighter, when we first went back into lockdown, or it was curfew.
It was the curfew.
It was the curfew. You came on right after I got off, and you had like boxing gloves on, and you were super psyched. And I saw that, and I was like, this guy knows what's going on. This is
I was super psyched and drunk.
It's not 1 a.m. for him.
No, it wasn't, yeah.
How are you guys? What's happening? Yeah. Qu'est-ce qui se passe dans l'espace?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe dans l'espace, Gaulis?
Dans l'espace.
Ça va et toi?
Ça va, ça roule, ça va. Tranquille, fait beau. Sunny outside. When it's sunny, when it's beautiful outside, life is good.
Sunny here too. So, hours ago.
Yeah, it's nighttime right now.
Yeah, once upon a time.
No, but il fait beau en tabarnak à Paris, non?
Ouais. Right. Il fait beau en tabarnak, exactly.
I like Jay going like, yeah, like I get what you're saying, Rolly.
I got the il fait beau part on tabarnak. I was like, I didn't go to tabernacle today though. No. Nope.
So the basics.
So do you know what the word tabarnak mean?
Tabarnak, is that related to a tabac? Because originally I thought. Tabarnak is made me think tabernacle, and I was like, this is taking a different twist than I expected tonight.
Well, it is exactly the tabernacle, but basically the thing you need to know about Québécois is that all their swear words are just nouns of the church. So if you say tabarnak, it means it literally means
I like that.
Tabernacle, but what it means is for fuck's fuck's sake.
It's all about the emphasis at that point.
Like if you go, corn, yes.
Like, l'église.
Oh, they don't have l'église, but they have corn, yes, which is the chalice. Okay. Chalice, like the cup.
Very religiously based. So this goes back to the, like, in the history of swear words, right? Like, we've gone between bodily functions and holy things back and forth until we've merged today to the level of holy shit, right? Where they come together.
Yes.
But the Quebecois has focused in mastering the holy part.
Yeah.
Oh, like the holy part. Like, we'll master the it.
The holy grail of Quebecois. Like, if you do the whole thing,
yep.
If you go to the whole thing, Rolly, what's the three, like, if you go, ah, la, 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 what's the three, the ones that I'm thinking of?
The three, like, words?
In one sentence of me, like, this is the...
Calice de Christ de tabarnak. So that would be like the trilogy tabernacle. Of the holy words, where we go the tabarnak.
The chalice of Christ.
The chalice of the chalice. Christ of the tabernacle.
Yep.
Or you can do the fourth one, which is Estid Calice de Christ de tabarnak.
Tabarnak.
So the host, the host, l'hostie.
Yeah, l'hostie.
The host.
Oh my God.
L'Estid Calice, the host of the chalice.
Yeah.
Of the Christ,
yeah.
Of the tabernacle.
This is not what I learned in French. I actually at one point I did memorize the, you know, the in the second Matrix movie, the Merovingian.
Yes.
And that part where he just lists off a whole bunch of French swear words.
De merde,
Yeah, I memorized that at one point.
I memorized it at one point as well. And so I've, basically, that's what you need to know.
Quebecois, that's what you're doing, but the Quebecois version.
Quebecois swearing is. Is
so the
is
Quebecois Merovingian, the Merovingian,
exactly.
Yeah.
Bro, exactly. You could have a conversation with a Quebecois person over here with only those four words, because not only they are swear words, but we use them for every single emotion that you have, similar to the word fuck. Like, you can say fuck if you're mad,
right?
But if I don't know, Ovechkin scores 3, 4, 5 goals in a game, you can go like, fuck, you can be impressed, yep. Or you can be like, yep. Fuck, it's beautiful outside. Well, all the words that were the holy words that we have could be used, like, you can spread them all over your emotions. You can go like, fuck, the tabarnak de Christ de calice que j'ai du plaisir en ce moment. Oh, j'ai du fun. Or you can go like, tabarnak de calice. It all depends with the pauses that you take and the amount of pressure you put for like every syllable. Like, you go, tabarnak que je suis. Which means I'm mad. You know? So you can have a conversation with only those words.
I am chalice.
I am chalice.
But it's so close to colère. That's why I knew that you said you were mad. But it's not colère.
I know.
It's chalice. Wait, colère. Colice.
Colice.
Yeah. Colice.
In French, because the A has got the accent on it.
Right, so there's an H missing.
In Quebecois, you would say colice. Uh-huh. But in French, it would be calice. Because it's like pâte in French, tu manges des pâtes.
Yeah.
But because the accent is on the A, you should pronounce it pâte.
Pâte.
Des pâtes.
Keep which we're going to practice today. I'm learning so much.
Right, he's got...
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot
today.
Like,
but he's like Gary Vee, but from Montreal.
Do you know what I realized? I think I was like...
We were talking about Gary Vee earlier. You're better than Gary Vee. You're more entertaining.
I realized
I will take that as
Rolly's,
a compliment.
You are amazing. I'm just saying.
I realized that Rolly's expression today might be almost too advanced, considering we've just spent 10 minutes talking about the swearing basics. Go for it, Rolly.
Yep, I'm not going to know anything.
Well, let's make it easy. We'll transition. We'll make it easy for the first two expressions, because I have four expressions for you, Jay. And what I want you to do is to take my expression,
yeah,
convert it in English, like the way you think could be translated in American English. And then you tell me what the definition is, and I'll tell you what the real definition is afterwards. And
I
to make it
wait.
Easy,
I'm 0 for 4 right now, so this is gonna we're off to a really good start.
Yeah, we've just played the game of French expressions, which Jay was shit at. Now we're gonna play the Quebecois expressions, which maybe he might be better at, but I don't think so.
If you're betting, I'm just gonna go ahead. I'm not gonna throw this, but if you're betting on anything that's happening tonight, you should put your odds not on me. Let's go.
And I'm actually asking the challenge to Paul as well, because I don't think he knows all those expressions.
Ooh.
And to make it easy, the first two ones have an actual English word in it, because we use anglicisms as well. So we'll make it easy. The first two ones have an English word, convert it in English, and try to guess what it means. Want to go for the first one?
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
Number one,
call
is
esti que malade.
On met ça dans les commentaires, tout le monde. Alors, so the first one is, I love this one. I don't use it often, but I should. It's fucker le chien. J'ai fucké le chien.
J'ai fucké le chien. Okay, hold on. I'm waiting for it to appear in the comments. I'll put it on the screen.
It sounds like he fucked the shit, but...
J'ai fucké le chien.
Jay, what happens when you...
Oh, the chien. You fucked the dog, is what that means literally.
Okay, so we get so the translation proper. We got... I screwed up, okay? Okay.
J'ai fucké le chien.
Okay. I like it. I will give you half a point.
He screwed up. That's a half a point.
I give you half a point.
Is it like screwed the pooch? Because the English version would be I screwed the pooch. So I screwed up.
I screwed the pooch.
You screwed up something.
American.
That's an Americanism where you'd say I screwed the pooch is like it was basically like saying I fucked up, but you're saying like, yeah, I screwed that up.
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to give you the whole point because it actually means something similar in Quebecois. Good job, Jay.
Oh,
fucking shit.
I finally got a point.
Yes!
You get a point. We use it here in Quebecois when you waste your time doing something and you end up not doing the right thing. So it's pretty much like perdre son temps à faire quelque chose avec beaucoup d'effort, but you actually didn't accomplish what you wanted to do.
There's that moment where you're like, yeah, I moved all the sandbags into the backyard and they're like, not the sandbags. We needed the cement in the backyard.
Exactly. T'as fucké le chien. Jérôme, t'as fucké le chien.
I was thinking about that I spent 15,000 euros on making this live as good as possible, and we still have like 25 people watching every week, so j'ai fucké le chien.
The second expression, we can use it in New York if you meet a Québécois English New York guy. You would go like this. I'm gonna actually make the act out. You go like this. You go like
specific.
This.
I'm watching. Watching.
You go like this. Oui, bonjour. Je vais prendre un roteux all dressed, s'il vous plaît. Un roteux all dressed, s'il vous plaît. So what roteux all dressed mean? Je vais prendre un roteux all dressed.
Un roteux all dressed.
So is that like a baked potato with everything on it?
Oh, you're not far.
A poutine with everything on it?
No, but you're close.
What makes you think that potato would be the first guess that you have? You're really stuck on potatoes.
Well, I would have said a chicken because roteur is that makes me think rotisserie chicken. But then I went for baked potato because that's like you'd say like what is it? A baked potato with everything on it? I can't remember. A stuffed baked potato.
What else?
What else is all dressed?
What else do you guys, as in you guys Americans...
But you're ordering something in this acting. So you're going and saying, I want something with everything on it. So the other thing could be a bagel if you're in New York. I want a bagel with everything on it, like an everything bagel.
Imagine you're going to a baseball game.
Nachos?
You're getting there. Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
You're going to the Chicago Cubs baseball game.
I've been there.
What is Chicago known for?
Their hot dogs.
Bang.
So it's a hot dog with everything on it.
It is a hot dog.
Exactly. When you come and watch a baseball game here, all you hear is Coca-Cola, popcorn, rotor.
Because they sit on little things where they spin. Okay.
And rotor is a hot dog. And the reason why we called it rotor is it because it makes you roté.
Roté is a burp in French.
Burper. I was thinking rotisserie.
Can I get a burper? Can I get an all dressed burper? Je peux avoir un roteux all dressed?
Roteux all dressed.
I'd like a very, very, very colorful burp, please.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
I did not know.
I didn't know why it was called roteux. Now I know. But I knew roteux was a hot dog.
I didn't know that.
Expression number three. You need you're
very impressed.
But how impressed are you that I knew that, you know, Chicago hot dog? I got you. I got you.
You got me. That is really impressive.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could have just been like...
To be fair, he showed me a photo from his hotel room in Chicago where the world was coming to an end on the outside. So that's even a level more impressive, but you're right. That is also very, very impressive.
I will share that photo.
He's impressed me twice with his Chicago knowledge.
In the Patreon-only version, part two, in a couple of minutes.
We'll come back to it. Remind us if we forget, patrons.
Remind us about that photo.
Expression number three.
Go on.
It's not only an expression, it's actually a word, but you need to be observative because I'm going to type it down. You need to read it properly.
Okay.
There's an English inspiration in there. If I tell you, hey, excuse-moi, Jay, peux-tu checker ça? Peux-tu checker ça?
I can't wait to read this because Peux-tu checker ça?
Peux-tu
Can
checker
you
ça?
Check that? Can you, peux-tu checker ça? Can you take this?
Can okay, you hold this? Okay. Why are you saying, can you...
Can you check it, sir? Because the way you said that made me think you're like, oh, I got to look. Can you hold that? Like you're, my Tinder you're... match. Can you hold this? I got to type.
Yeah, you're actually right. We use checker, coming from the English to check.
Yeah.
We use that format for a lot of things. Checker, je vais choquer, to choke. If someone says, are you choking on me? You're not coming tonight? This, we use it all the time in Quebec. Tu me choques, tabarnak.
Poser un lapin.
Tu me
choques.
Poser un lapin. Ah, tu me choques. So the two, something in English.
Sorry.
If you put the word to and the word C, and the following word starts with CH,
yeah.
We have it in Quebec. To check, to choke, to whatever you're going to tell me probably exists here in Quebec, and we have it as an expression. It's
challenge.
In our vocabulary.
Tu m'as challengé.
Tu m'as challengé. Tu me challenge. Okay, we use it all the time as well. See?
To cheer.
Tu m'as cheeré on.
I arrête de cheer.
We already covered
say
chalice.
It as well.
Yeah, we already covered chalice.
So, you know what? You speak Quebecois more than you think. Which means the last expression that I have for you does not contain an English word. And now you go with your gut feeling. So,
my gut has been heavily corrupted by Paul's beverage selection.
As Mona Jin says, chicken Netflix.
Chicken Netflix.
Okay, I'm going to go with that. So the last expression I have for you is, Jay, I love what you do, mais t'as quand même beaucoup de croûte à manger. Avoir des croûtes à manger.
You got a
first,
ways to go.
Translate that in English. Go ahead with the English version.
You have a lot of croutons to eat?
Croutons? Okay, so croutons. Croûte is for you, croutons.
T'as des croûtes à manger. Pour avoir moi, des croûtes.
Croûtes à manger.
Like, des croûtes for me are like, if you've got like a... If you've got like a... Like, my daughter has croûte right now because
like
she
crumbs,
had chicken
like
pox.
Stuck in your... Oh,
and
that.
Then, you, like, when you know when you have a... When you
a
have
scar.
A, not a scar, but like when it peels off at the end. You know, like...
a scab.
A scab, yeah, a scab. There we go. A scab. A scab.
I'll give you a hand then because I think
So you have dues to pay.
Okay. That could make sense. If I tell you that the word croûte here, if I order at Boston Pizza, I will go like, j'aimerais avoir ma croûte mince.
Oh, you want you want like a corn base or a...
No, like the croûte is like the edge of the pizza.
Like the crust.
The crust.
Yeah.
There we go, crust.
So you got it. So we know that you have a lot of crust to eat, buddy. Now, what would that mean?
I love what you do, but you've got a lot of crust to eat would be, again, you have a lot of dues to pay is what it sounds like to me, but you have a lot
okay,
of crust to eat.
Okay, I like it.
You got to grow up a little bit.
Okay.
You're a growing boy.
I'll
and you've got
you
an
what,
empty leg.
What do you, anybody in the chat thinks... I like that. I like someone... Arrête de crosser mon esti de calice is... actually have a half of the answer, I think. Arrête de crosser mon esti de calice is someone's name in the chat.
You have more, there's more bread left on your plate.
Okay,
there's more you could do. There's room
I
to
can't
grow.
Find a, what does it mean,
there's
Rolly?
Room to grow. Dude, you okay. Got it. You nailed it, buddy.
There's room to grow.
There's room to grow. You have a long way to go.
Apparently
on something.
Apparently,
no more
Quebecois than French. Is
yeah, that's fucked
there
up.
There you go, buddy. Dude, as a comedian, if a comedian that has 2 years of experience and Louis C.K. or a Chappelle that has 25 years of experience, 2 years of experience, t'as beaucoup de croûte à manger. You have a long way to go to become an
yeah,
even better.
And you've got a lot of shit to eat. You've got a lot of dicks to suck.
T'as beaucoup de croûte à manger.
You got a long way to go, my friend.
Beaucoup de croûte à manger.
Dude, that's almost 3 on 4.
Yeah, you did better than the French version.
Yeah, that's...
Tabarnak.
I don't know how I feel about that. In the end.
Si.
Hey, buddy,
Canada.
Good job, Carlis. Good job, Esti. Esti, good job.
Merci.
Esti. Nice one, Rolly. Thanks.
Oh, jeez, 3h20. Oh, guys, we have an overtime live aujourd'hui.
Yeah, we went long, but it's fine. I'll just have to not pay Maxime Boutet more for the subtitles for this one.
So c'est correct.
They're just gonna cut out at like 55 minutes.
Yeah, I'll just be like, hey, Max, take all the shit.
Désolé pour les Français qui le regardent en ce moment après 1 heure parce qu'on n'a pas payé du tout pour les sous-titres. Désolé.
Ouais, c'est ça.
So, suggestions from everybody in the chat. If you want, you can give me a topic for next week. If you're looking forward for expressions on a specific topic, for example, l'amour. That's an example of a topic that I can give you expressions on. Okay. If you want to give me some suggestions, you go on my Instagram, Roliasal. You send me a direct message and you tell me what your topic that you would like to hear about next week. And I will build something around that.
Let's do it. Roliasal, let's get him to 3,000 followers on Instagram, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll go follow him.
At Roliasal. Go on. Have it.
I'm doing it. I'll show you. I can't plug into your system to show everybody.
Can you make
that
the beep beep beep?
Oh,
beep, beep,
beep. Hold on. Let me just do, now that everyone's done it, let me do the official sound.
I'm going to be honest. I was way off now that I hear the official sound.
3,000 followers. 3,000 suiveurs. C'est ça, suiveurs?
Suiveur.
Suiveur.
How do you translate follower? Des suiveurs.
Des abonnés.
En France, on dit des followers.
Des abonnés.
Les followers. C'est vrai aussi, on dit des followers.
Des abonnés.
Mais
followers.
Bon, j'étais followé. We can't, our eyes are... There you go.
All right.
Guys, thank you so much for
today. He's at 2,928.
Oh, shit. He's only got 70.
Oh, Jesus.
So 72 of you need to go subscribe to him, right?
Oh,
or follow
shit.
Him.
Oh, shit. Out of the 436 of you watching now, go follow him now on Instagram. And Rolly's going to have a little thing to do next week.
3,000.
All right.
Guys,
Rolly,
thank you so much for today.
Dude, thanks so much for being here. We'll see you next week.
Awesome. Ciao, Jay. Right. Nice to meet you
Adios.
Again.
Nice to meet
See
you again.
Later.
Ciao,
bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Roliasal. And this brings us to the end of part one of the show. If you've enjoyed it so far, thanks for listening up until now. Part two will start in 5 minutes.
How are you on your beer, by the way?
You've caught up. Yeah, cool. So here's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. In 5 minutes, we will be on patreon.com/PaulTaylor.
I can go now because I'm a patron.
Yeah, you can follow it.
I can join.
And you can watch part two of the show, which will no doubt be more intimate, longer, and we will be more drunk. And you can ask the questions that you want because we're not 500 watching the live. We're 50.
And possibly shirtless, unless you don't want that. But that is no big deal.
You can be shirtless. I'll just stay in my shirt. I'm all right.
We're not on Patreon yet. I can't do that yet.
Patreon.com/PaulTaylor. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. It's a platform that helps us get paid for what we do. So thanks for being here.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. If you're not following us on Patreon, thanks for being here. I'll see you next week, same time, with another guest. And in the meantime, Jay, where can we follow you? Where's the best place to go and see your stuff? Where do you live?
I live on YouTube.
YouTube is where
it's at. I do post to Instagram every day. Oh, I was going to do that while we were live. I post a photo every day on Instagram as well, which I'm going to do a photo, our photo of the day. Because I posted a photo every day for over 10 years.
That's fucking crazy. One photo every day for 10 years.
Yeah, and so I was going to use your, because you've got the best light set up here, but I can't see it because of that thing in the middle.
Can you see?
I can do a selfie. I can just do a selfie.
Why don't we do that?
The selfie cam is just not as good.
Go follow Jay.
Anyways, Instagram, YouTube. I vlog 4 or 5 times a week, usually about 5 times a week now, because I've grown up enough to know that I need to take weekends. But then I post a photo every day on Instagram. It's all the same, Jay Swanson. Just search for my name, Jay Swanson.
You're lucky because you've got a name that not many people have. So
it's true. There's a guy who got jayswanson.com, though, because I thought, like, I don't need jayswanson.com. I could get something out. And then I was an idiot. So same with Twitter. I'm not Jay Swanson on Twitter either.
Go follow Jay on all the social medias. Thanks for being here. And we'll see everyone on Patreon in a couple of minutes.
And if you do follow me on social media, tell me that Paul sent you because I just want to know. And then I'll be like...
Oh, that's it. Yeah, Ninja.
I want to know.
Just let, yeah, see how much it was worth him coming on the show for.
I'm judging this whole experience based entirely on whether or not you interact with me in Paul Taylor's name. That's not true at all.
All right, love it. And
I'll tell you that later too.
All right. Bisou.
Bisou bye.
Bisou bye. Oh, you got it down. Bisou bye. All right. Oh, wait. Let me do the jingle. You do the outro and I'll set the jingle up when you say bisou bye. Say whatever you want.
Bisou bye.
Okay, but I think... But I thought you were gonna do like a hey, thanks for watching.
Oh, hey, thanks for watching. We loved having you here. Paul's amazing, and he's actually genuinely a great human being in reality. So if those of you are thinking like, is Paul really a good guy? He's a good guy. He's awesome. I love this guy. Anyways, bisous, bye.
Thanks for watching Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. See you, dickhead, soon for another episode.